Big D Entertainment, in association with Dipsy Doodle Productions, presents the Dave Holly Hour, brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, Ale Hop Brewery Tours, and Jesse Moffitt Entertainment. The Dave Holly Hour features Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversations and has been recognized by the Sioux Falls Stage Awards with a special distinction for promoting the arts. A true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Welcome, everybody. Such a pleasure to have you listening, no matter what format you use, the platform, etc. You download or you just stream. Bless you. Really appreciate the fact that you do that. Plus all the shares you provide on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like the Facebook page if you haven't already. Not just, you know, my personal stuff, but the actual Dave Holly Hour Facebook page. Please do so. That helps me create, you know, some opportunities for everybody. Well, mainly me, you know, that I can sell some advertising. All right. Yeah, you know it. We like to have fun here. That we do. But what do we like to really do? We like to talk about arts and entertainment. And we are going to be talking. We come out here on what we call Thursday's Weekend Eve, right? And that's because some shows start on Thursdays, you know, an opening night. Well, here's our situation. Our guests today include Travis Nye. His show is tonight. Yes, this Thursday, tonight. And we'll talk about his magic show and magic in general and some other fun stuff. Then after that, we're going to speak to Lisa Conlon and Raina Rasmussen. Together, Lisa and Raina, L-I-R-A, make Lyra Dance Company. They have a big show coming up at Calico Skies next week that will start on Thursday. And we're going to talk to them about dance and, of course, about that specific show. But a lot of fun stuff headed your way. But in the meantime, we must start with this.
Time to grab your favorite beverage, lift it high, and toast it to being Thursday, a.k.a. Weekend Eve.
Hey, the weekend isn't around the corner. It's here.
So long, hump day and your frumpy way. We say hello to Thursdays with opening nights. The weekend is near and we can see the bright lights. Yes, Thursday, you're so hearty. We can't wait for Friday. So a day early, we start the party.
All right, lift them up high, no matter what you like to toast with. You know me when I put this show together on the night before. It's Jack Daniels, Diet Coke, and a lime, or as I like to call it, Jasper Newton. Now, we have a special toast. Normally I toast kind of an idea or something, but occasionally I toast a person, like I did, you know, last week for my mother's birthday, but there's a young lady that is just one of the most professional people in the media in Sioux Falls. Vanessa Gomez from Dakota News Now. She has been on the show along with one of the other people from the morning show at Dakota News Now, Aaron Doudna, better known as Duda. Vanessa is just one of the most gracious people that you can find. And she's been at KSFY, which became part of KSFY, KDLT, Dakota News Now during the merger back first of the year and so forth. And it's just such a great thing to hear her voice and see her on TV in the mornings. But tomorrow will be the last of it. Friday is going to be her last day. As of this recording of this, she hasn't divulged what she's going to be doing. All I know is that Vanessa, whatever she does, will do it very, very well. I'm going to miss watching her on the Dakota News Now morning show, but no matter what she goes into, I wish her the best. And Vanessa, thank you for having this old goat on a couple of times. Certainly appreciate that. Just, again, applause for you. In fact, normally we don't do applause on the toast, but I think we have to, because it's Vanessa Gomez. All right, let's do something else, too, very similar to the toast. Honorable mention. Something during the past week that made me smile, laugh, guffaw, chuckle, chortle, slap my knee silly, something along that line, goes out each week to our honorable mention. Sometimes it's just a funny thing that happened. Sometimes it's something somebody said. Now, earlier in the week, my wife and I had some duties to do out and about, and we ended up going out to Chasers, out on West 12th, one of our favorite places, to unwind for the evening and split a burger and get some tots and fries. And one of the bar staff that works there was there, but she wasn't working. She'd played volleyball earlier in the night. They have sand volleyball going on out there, Olympic style, by the way. And but to Matea, part of the bar staff at our friends out at the Chasers, she is this week's honorable mention because she said, you know, we got to talking about the name Dave, and there's that commercial about no offense to Daves, and this is no offense to Daves everywhere in the world, blah, 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 and if your name is Dave, we apologize, etc. And she told me, she says, I never met a Dave I liked until you. So, Matea, straight from Dave's heart, thank you. I'll keep the applause going because we have some great guests lined up for you today. Lisa Conlon and Raina Rasmussen from Lyra Dance Company coming up later in the show. But up next on the Dave Holly Hour, it's the magic man, Travis Nye.
Sure, they have darts, and you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but all caps fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney know excellence is in you. That's why they provide you with excellent care at XO Chiropractic, improving your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will. Get results the natural way. Arrange a consultation, 605-332-9235 or exochiros.com. Excellent care for excellent people. XO Chiropractic, located at 4309 South Racket Drive in Sioux Falls.
He's just the eyeballs. Once again, here is Dave Holly.
Welcome back once again, everybody. Certainly do appreciate you listening, no matter what format or platform you use, whether you download, whether you happen to just stream. Certainly appreciate it, but thank you so much for everything that you do. And we're so glad that you enjoy learning more about Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment. And, well, it's Thursday. We like to call it Weekend Eve, because quite often it means there's some openings of shows, and some nights it's the only show for some. Travis Nye is a local magician. He's been on the show before, and we have another show of yours coming up tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually a public show, so this one's a ticketed show. It's much larger than I'd host in my own performance venue right there in my shop. This one here holds a couple hundred people, so hopefully there's going to be plenty of room for people to come out for that.
All right, you're going to be down in Harrisburg.
Correct, yes, and I'm going to botch the name because they have like two or three businesses linked together, but I believe it is the Meadow Barn at Country Orchards. If you look at the address, it's really weird because it takes you to the east side of Harrisburg, but it's actually west of the Harrisburg High School. I've gone to an open field many times looking for this place. So,
but it's a good-sized place for you to put on, obviously, a bit more of an illusion-type show then?
Yeah, it's going to have a little bit of that. I'm fortunate, too, because there's not a lot of venues that allow me to do my fire eating, so they're going to allow me to do that there. So that's always, you know, a crowd-pleaser. I do have a couple of illusions that I've added. I actually just went to and met one of my friends from Aberdeen, an illusionist there, picked up a couple things that are going to be fun to add to the show. A couple other things I bought, you know, it's kind of the perks of owning a magic shop is I get to dabble in stuff that I probably normally, because I don't pay full price. Yeah. Also kind of a curse, but yeah, I'm excited. A lot of people talk about how COVID is a perfect time to create a new show. Fortunately, unfortunately, you know, I was busy during that time. I still was able to perform quite a bit. So I'm like, you know what? I should probably add some new stuff to my show. So that's what I've been working on the last couple months.
And without giving away secrets, what are we looking at that we could be seeing in this show?
Yeah, so I actually decided to... one of my illusions that I picked up, I'm excited because I get to float a kid on stage.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be fun. So that'll be something new that I've never really done before. Fortunately, I have a son, so I've been practicing with him, dealing with his nervousness and learning how to cope and manage with that. And, you know, any kid that comes up on stage that might have that fear, anxiety of getting in position for this, you know, it's nice to have my son Lincoln. He's
right.
Definitely given me a challenge at times, but he's coming around. So,
in fact, Carrie and I were talking earlier. We're trying to remember how old is Lincoln now.
He's 7. He's going to be 8 in November. Yeah, you were right.
All right. I got it.
Well, don't tell her that.
I won't.
Just bask in your own glory there.
So he's helped you out in that way. Does he have an interest already in what Dad does?
You know, a little bit. Whenever I break out a magic trick that I practice or something, he's not far behind grabbing everything he owns and setting up his own magic show. So I don't get a whole lot of rehearsal time at home. and even when he comes to visit me at the shop, he's in full magic mode. He gets up on stage and
I suppose.
Talks like there's a full room of people.
Oh, so he's getting the pattern down.
He is getting the pattern down, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
The only downfall is he does the trick, and he does most of them pretty well, and then he exposes how to do it. And I'm like, nope, we got to stop there.
The education was for you, not for you to provide to everyone else for free.
Right.
What's going to be different about this show, though? I mean, because people have seen you throughout the COVID period and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. So
besides, you know, something new.
Yeah, so it's been, I think, probably 2.5, borderline 3 years since I've done a larger show like this. Mm-hmm. Now, it is going to have some of the stuff that I've done in the past, but again, having my shop, I've got a brand new audience, brand new people, especially a brand new venue down in Harrisburg, so that's going to attract new people. But the difference between this show and what you might see in my own personal performing space, I get to have more people on stage. So there's going to be larger audience participation, larger illusions, larger stunts, different things like that. It's just going to be a lot higher energy. It's not going to be as intimate. I'm going to be presenting to a larger audience rather than a couple people, you know, at a time.
All right. So you mentioned the word stunts.
Yeah.
Are you just mentioning the fire eating, or are you laying on a thing that might be pointy? Or
no, like I'm not going to do the bed of nails in this one. Believe it or not, it's difficult to find somebody I trust to smash a rock on me. You know, that's a big trust thing. I gotta build that rapport with a person first. Along with that, I haven't decided what I'm going to be adding to the show yet for sure. I've got a couple things that I'm comfortable performing pretty much anytime, but you know, that would include like my needle swallowing routine that I do there. Mm-hmm. The blockhead doing the spike up the nose, that's pretty common, but you know, with COVID around, that's, I think everybody's done that trick now.
We're all prepared for it, thank you to long Q-tips.
The only thing it did was just add a new joke to that routine. to go along, then, you know, like a Russian roulette style spike routine, you know, different things like that. So there's a few more stunts that I can add in there. You know, eating my light bulb, that was always fun.
Yeah.
First time I ever did that was in a live show, so that was an adventure.
Seriously, the first time you've done it.
The first time I did
show.
It was in a live show. That was with Zach Tenabo. And, you know, it was one of the things, like, we partnered together in that show. It was our Premonition live show. It was the first one. And I was like, I need a new stunt to add to this show. And he's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know. So I started looking at all these different videos and, like, older acts and stuff. And I found that you could eat a light bulb. So I researched it. And he's like, are you going to practice? I'm like, I really don't want to. And believe it or not, like, a week before I decided I was going to do it, I developed like a cavity in one of my back teeth that I actually chew with. So I'm like, I don't want to do it, but we've already told everybody that I'm going to do it. So I actually went to the dentist, had him pull the tooth, and I told him what I was doing. And of course, they said, well, we wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah.
So they said it's going to take about a week to heal, which is about a week till showtime.
Right.
So I didn't have time to practice because I didn't want glass or anything to get in that area where they pulled the tooth. So I did it first live on stage.
Oh my.
Yeah, Zach was nervous. He's like, what's going to happen if it goes wrong? I'm like, well, people will believe that it's real.
What has been the most fun of putting this show together for you?
You know, I think just, I think just the idea of putting together the larger show in itself is a lot of fun, like putting the music together, the order of the routines that I'm going to be doing, the new things that I'm going to be adding, exploring those, and how to kind of stage it all so where it flows and it just doesn't feel like I'm doing trick after trick after trick. Right. But, you know, it builds that rapport and that escalates the suspension to the end and stuff like that. But, you know, also it's really, really fun. It doesn't sound like it would be. The anxiety of if people are going to buy the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is always last minute. You know, I've got very few tickets out now, but I'm getting people calling me left and right just even today, the week of the show.
Right.
Like, people are calling me just right before the show. Like, do we still have tickets? Do we still have tickets? Yes, tickets are available.
All right. And how are they available for
you? You can either go to my website, which is just magicoftravisnye.com. That's going to take you to the actual page to where you can purchase the tickets. It's through another third-party site called Eventbrite. Don't be scared if that's where it takes you. That's the correct place to be.
Okay.
Otherwise, they will be available at the door also.
And how much?
So I have three different tier prices. So if you're five and under, it's free.
Right.
So I know a lot of people have younger kids, and they hate paying for that because they're not really going to enjoy the show. They just have to take them because they don't want to take a babysitter, right? But there will be some fun, colorful things that they might enjoy as well. But then 6 to 17 is only $8, and then 18 and up is 10.
Okay.
So
great
pretty
price.
Reasonable.
No
yeah.
doubt.
Yeah. There's no reason not to come.
Yeah. So it's not like you're trying to make up money from losing jobs during COVID.
No, definitely not. I'm just excited to perform, and I'm hoping people are excited to go out and see events again.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, you mentioned a five-year-old. There is a five-year-old in the area now that does claim to be the world's greatest magician.
Oh, is that true?
Yes, it's true. A show that you filled in like a trooper. Thank you.
Yeah.
Not last minute, but the last week.
Sure.
Week of,
yeah, yeah.
To help out with a show that I was putting on down in Lenox. And there was the little five-year-old Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his mom was telling me the next day then that after your interaction with him, which was magical in itself, my friend, that was gold.
Perfect.
And the next morning, he couldn't wait to get to daycare to tell everybody that he was the world's greatest magician.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That
so
is awesome. You got to start somewhere.
Those five-year-olds, you know, even though they get in free.
I know. Well, I never knew I'd be doing shows to create competition, but, you know, if we got to have a wizard war here, and we'll battle it out.
Well, you know, and that's the thing that we talk about a lot, is that when it comes to arts and entertainment around here, there really isn't competition per se.
Right.
Everybody collaborates.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get together, you know, we've done shows. We've done shows together.
Yeah.
I've done shows with Zach. You've done shows with Zach.
Right.
And I'm sure there's more down the line eventually that are going to come around.
Oh, yeah.
With a variety of things.
I hope there is.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But,
I encourage
you. So in the meantime, you know, one of the other great things is there are now more venues. Like you were mentioning the fact there's going to be a new venue for you to play.
Yeah.
But your place was also a venue.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've even reconfigured that a little bit.
Yep.
To get what? A little bit more toward 30 people in?
Yeah. Yeah. Before it was like pushing 20 to 22 and it was pretty tight. And I didn't really like it because you walked in and then the stage was over your left shoulder. So it was kind of like that walk in, turn 90 and there's the stage. But now you walk in and that's the first thing you see like any other venue.
Right.
And then it's almost doubled the seating, but I can fit roughly 4 to 35 people in there.
Excellent.
I'm keeping it at 30, just a wider aisle,
yeah.
You know, whatever. But yeah, I can fit quite a bit in there now.
All right. And we'll come back and, you know, we'll circle back to that and so forth. But let's continue talking about the show. And are people unaware? This is always something I like to bring up, and I'll give you my example of it, is that let's say you go see one of our local musicians.
Yeah.
It's just a one-man band show.
Yeah.
And they're playing on a street corner, and they've got an amplifier, they've got their guitar, they have a stand for their mic.
Yeah.
They have bags that this stuff came in.
Right.
And some people will go, oh, man, you know, it must be an easy job and so forth. It's like, okay, first of all, let's not negate all the practice time that goes into this. And okay, see the microphone stand? If you got a really good deal, may have only paid 20.
Right.
But most likely it was more than that.
Right.
Okay, the speakers. I'm not going to talk about how expensive the speakers are. That stand was probably 50.
Right.
See that bag over there? That's what the two speakers, which 50 apiece equals 100.
Yeah.
That bag might have been 50 to 100 itself.
Right.
Just to put that stuff
in. Right.
And so obviously when it comes to a specialty like magic,
yeah,
there's less available for you, you know, you have a magic shop at least that people can come get some magic things from now.
Right.
But, you know, the average guitar player can go to Guitar Center. He can go, you know, XYZ.
Yeah.
And have the place. And so there's some, I know, not great prices, but obviously there's some competition to whittle down where do I want to get it from. You're a little more behind the eight ball on that.
Yeah.
You know, there are some places that, you know, one trick that you want, one illusion, might only be sold one place.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to live with that, and people don't understand how much those are.
Right. There's some things in my show that I've done for years, and I'm like, oh, it's probably time to replace this and get a new one, and it's not available through me, so I still have to pay full price.
Right.
Because it's only certain people are releasing it through certain vendors, and they don't do wholesale accounts. So I still have to pay those full prices for the tricks that I'm doing. So it's not like, you know, I opened a magic shop so I can do my shows at half my cost and double my profit.
Right.
I'm still, it still costs me money. And every show that I do, there's always something I have to replace.
And what about something new? How long does it take you to get it down other than eating the light bulb?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, I can't even begin to count the hours because it's not, you know, even learning that one routine, even if that one routine took me, you know, 20 minutes to 3 hours to learn the core principle behind it, then you have to learn how to present it. You have to learn how to fit it into your show. You learn how to script it. And all the years prior, of all the things you've done, I've been performing for 17 years. Those 17 years go into that one routine. So they're paying for a lifetime of, you know, commitment into whatever your art or craft is.
$10, pretty damn cheap for that.
Absolutely.
Yes. So yeah, get out there tonight in Harrisburg and enjoy that. And it's, how long's the show?
It's 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
Yep. I always go over. So you'll get more than you pay for if you got a little take off. But if not, hang out. It's going to be a lot of fun regardless.
Excellent. We look forward to it. In the meantime, let's get back to talking about the shop.
Yeah.
So we've spoken before about the fact that you offer, you know, a lot of magic classes as
well. I do, yes.
And, you know, people can come in and also take part of one of your more intimate shows and so forth.
Yes, yep.
Obviously, it's been going well. Because you made it through COVID. In fact, you kind of started in the COVID.
I started right at COVID. Like, yeah. I opened my doors once COVID even started, actually. It started mid-February. I opened my doors March 25th.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so you got a more than a year under the belt now.
Yeah. Yep.
You've added some more seats, reconfigured the theater, and so forth.
Yeah.
How about the classes and things along that line?
Yeah, classes are going
great. What
are
people going for?
Yeah, so first and foremost, the thing that I boast every time is that I don't want people to go there to shop. I want them to go for the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So many times people come in and they're just like, oh, what does this do? And I can perform it for them because that's my job. That's what I do. And nothing in my shop is overly difficult. So it's nice to just be able to grab it, say this is what it does, and if I don't want to actually physically open it and do all the set up for it, there's videos available, and then I kind of walk them through and see if it's available for them to know how to perform it. So it's nice to get that experience of basically coming to a magic show when you just walk into the shop, because you can see things performed firsthand right under your nose. But then on top of that, yeah, the classes are going great. We just recently did one of those, had a great turnout for that. It was, I had 3 days available, only 2 days took off. I ended up canceling one, but that's just because it was the time and date. You know, it's summertime. Mm-hmm. You never know who's going to be available. So found out evenings, best time to do magic classes.
Really?
Yeah, no afternoons. I figured kids would have been looking for something to do. You know, they're not
to school. I would have assumed that, too.
Yeah, not a single person signed up for that one. So evenings is the way to go.
Well, good.
Yeah, so learn that, trial and error, just like everything, just like running a business, right? And then beyond that, you know, I'm doing a ton of birthdays, private parties, things like that. Actually,
some corporate gigs.
Yeah, I got some of those lined up. More holiday party type stuff already is coming in. I've already got proms booked for next year.
Wow.
And then even outbound shows, I've been doing a lot of home parties, which is great.
What's the after prom party show like for you? You know, I know they do a lot of hypnosis shows and so forth, but when it comes to just doing a magic show then,
you're
doing the stunts? Or?
I do a lot of the stunts in those. That's kind of what I focus for. And I actually really, really enjoy when parents or teachers or whoever get me to come to these, because, you know, it's one of those things that even adults struggle to think that, you know, a magic show is not really for adults. It's a kid's thing. But I'm like, no, let's think about what a magic show is. It's, I mean, you go to Vegas, that's one of the first things you want to see is a magic show. Magic show is for all ages. So being able to perform for a high school group, they're always just like, oh, well, we're going to be doing this and this. And when I first started performing, I was like, okay, I got to think of some things that would be appropriate for kids. But they're high schoolers. You don't think of them as kids.
Yeah, you got to go
do
PG-13.
The firing, do the stunts, get in their face, have a lot of fun, a lot of energy, which can be difficult at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's still a lot of fun, and it's received very well, and it's nice just to have a change of pace from like the typical performances that they have all the time.
All right, you mentioned Las Vegas, and of course, first thing that pops into my mind, Lance Burton.
Absolutely.
And you just got to see him, as did Zach Temple.
Yeah, he was a last minute. He decided to go with me because I told him, I'm like, you know, we're going to go out to dinner with him afterwards. He's like, okay, I'm going.
Wow.
So I'm glad he was able to go.
And he was up in North Dakota?
He was in North Dakota in Fort Yates.
Okay.
If you ever go there, take an extra gas can with you because there's nothing around it. Absolutely nothing around it. We honestly thought we were going the wrong direction, but we get there. It's actually very nice casino. They got a really nice venue. Keith West grabbed me and we did a backstage tour, walked around, met some of the cast and crew, checked out all their stuff. He's telling me about the routines and stuff they're going to be doing. And to kind of tip it a little bit, Lance Burton's Corvette. Did you know that was made out of a golf cart?
Yes, I did.
I didn't know that. He told me that. And I was like, what?
Yeah, I got to be backstage with him one time
at Las Vegas.
And yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so that would have been cool to see. But he's just such a, you know, he's a master magician, obviously. But he's also a master gentleman.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Just his presence coming out on stage and greeting everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the few performers that you can see is genuinely excited to see his audience.
Yeah. That's always a great thing to see.
And when I'm talking to him, he jokes about how he's doing everything backwards, how everybody used to go on the road to start out and do all these shows and tours and then get a big show. He's like, my first big show was a Vegas contract at the Monte Carlo. He's like, now I want to go out on the road.
That's awesome.
So he's doing everything in reverse, but he's enjoying it. This was actually his first stop in his tour because he was doing it last year and then it got canceled because of COVID.
Right.
So this was his first tour date.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Now, if he'd have Mac King tour with him because they're good buds.
Absolutely.
That would be the ultimate magic show to see.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be really fun. But he had Michael Goudeau with him.
I've attended a lecture of his one time.
Oh, man, that guy is hilarious.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Does he still do the juggling and eat the apple while he's juggling?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. That was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen. He juggled the beanbags. He juggled knives on a unicycle, the apples. Yeah. Couple other things, you know, just bits, comedy bits in there, and it was absolutely hilarious the whole time.
I remember the lecture that he taught was how to build a skit.
Okay.
And what he did is he has a graph and he has different things, you know, time, location, all these things laid out, and then he gets ideas from other people, and then, you know, he'll put those all down and he'll have, you know, for each thing, he'll have like five different things that have been said.
Yeah.
And then he'll ask somebody, you know, choose 1 through 7. And so then that's where it'll start.
Okay.
And he'll go that and then, you know, choose a color or something and it'll start. And so it's how you end up with doing something totally bizarre that nobody else has ever done before for a skit. And I've never forgotten that. It was just such a great learning experience. But he's a great guy. So.
Yeah, and I didn't know he also performed with Lance at the Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He said that they've been performing together for 30 years.
Long time.
Yeah.
That they have.
I'm like, that's crazy.
All right, so now when you go out to Las Vegas, who do you see?
Oh, man. You know, I really want to see, Colin Cloud and Shin Lim. I want to check their show because that looks amazing. I mean, obviously, America's Got Talent winner, you know, but I mean, their skill levels together besides America's Got Talent is absolutely amazing. Matt King, I want to see him. He just moved to the Excalibur. I guess he's working on pretty much a whole new show.
Awesome.
So that'll be fun to see because he's been, where was he before?
I always want to say Shenanigans.
Right.
It had a shamrock for
yeah,
the
yeah. Yeah, I know. I had it up until I was about ready to say it, and then I asked, and whatever. But yeah, anyway, he's had pretty much a standard show for quite a while. And then Banachek just opened her show in Vegas.
Okay.
So that'd be fun to see, too.
Yeah, but in the meantime, people around here can see you.
That's right.
Tonight.
They can, yeah.
At Harrisburg, what time is show?
Starts at, doors open at 6:30.
Okay.
Show starts at 7, ends at 8:30.
Excellent.
I believe they're going to have their bar and drinks and everything available in the back, so feel free to grab that. I'll be hanging out after the show, take some pictures and stuff with some people, because kids always love to do that,
right.
You know? Not to mention, if you want to learn a couple of tricks, I'll have some stuff there available, too.
Oh, the merch table.
Yeah, got to have the merch table.
Now I'm going to decide whether how much.
Start saving your money, count your pennies.
Oh, yeah.
I take shekels and shillings, whatever you got.
Actually, I'm assuming you take cash at the door.
Absolutely, yeah.
Venmo or anything along that line?
I can do cards and cash.
Cards and cash,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so one way or another, people can afford it.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Even IOUs, we'll talk about it.
All right, so when you're not entertaining or you're not going to see other magicians,
yeah.
What kind of entertainment you like?
You know, I'm starting to really enjoy comedy. I'm starting to listen to a lot of it on Pandora. I'm actually excited that Nate Bogazzi's coming to Sioux Falls.
Yes.
He's one of my favorites. I've listened to all his, you know, specials or whatever you call them. But, yeah, they're great. I searched his name, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's got, like, five series things on Netflix. So watched all those, and, yeah. I'm starting to enjoy it, which actually I'm going to be hosting a comedy night too here pretty soon.
Are you?
At my shop. Yeah, Casey Cusack, Nathan Holtz, all
yeah.
those guys, they're all interested in doing it. So
excellent.
It might be a multiple night thing that we do.
Fantastic. Look
yeah.
forward to that too.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great lineup, those guys.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for it. Like, I just pitched the idea. It's like, you know, I have a stage if anybody wants to use
right.
it. Anybody, reach out to me. And then Casey was like, well, let's do this.
Fantastic. So. Any other hobbies?
You know, between living donuts,
yeah,
that's my life at Flyboy Donuts, and then my magic shop. I don't have much time for anything else, and I barely squeeze my family and sleep in there.
Yeah.
So
and we could say woodworking, but that would be doing something to improve the shop, probably.
Right. Yeah. Basically.
All right, Travis. Always a pleasure. Have a great show tonight, my friend.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. And we'll be back with more of the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment,
ladies. When it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
Welcome back. Appreciate everybody listening, no matter how you do so, whether it's on Apple or Spotify, Podbean, Pandora, Amazon Music. Certainly appreciate all the downloads. Thank you for the likes, the shares, everything else that you provide on all the great social media insides that we're on. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, and of course, Facebook. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You know what else I love to thank, though, are the people that say, hey, Dave, we had such a great time on your podcast the last time. We've got a big event coming up. Let's get together. So here I am in the anteroom, I guess we'll call it, of Lyra Dance Company, along with Lisa Conlon and Raina Rasmussen, who combined make Lyra, L-I-R-E. You got that part, kids? Oh, they are a smart group, aren't they? And it's so fun because I've had both of you on the show before, but we couldn't combine and get the two of you together at once. But now we finally get to. How are you, Lisa?
I'm doing great.
Glad to see that and hear that. You have a big smile on your face. Now, my question is that big smile the fact that we've got a big show coming up and it's going to be great? Or is that the apprehensive, we got a big show coming up?
No, actually, I feel like, I'm not sure if Raina feels this way, but I feel like this is the first time a week before the show that I feel like the pieces are coming together sooner rather than later. So, but we have so many fun pieces for the audience, and we're in a new location out at Calico Skies Winery, which is
wonderful place.
Yeah, it's going to be cool because our show is site specific. So we have pieces that are going to be in the winery, garden, patio garden, in the event room, and in the bar. And there's going to be wood-burning pizza truck and lots of wine flowing. And we have a silent auction for the first time. So it's going to be just a really fun event. And besides all of the amazing dance that people get to watch.
You know, you blew one of my questions that I had planned. I rarely plan any questions, but it was going to be like, okay, so is this going to be an outside show, an inside show, or is it going to be outside with inside as the backup? But you're going to be all over the place.
Yes. Well, and I did look at the weather because last year we did our first outdoor show because of COVID, and out at the Washington Pavilion Sculpture Garden. And I remember Bob emailing Rain and I and going, what's your plan B if it rains? And I said, pray.
Yeah.
So what's kind of cool about Calico Skies is we do have both the indoor and outdoor. So right. If there was weather, but it looks like it's going to be nice. So that maybe a little hot. So people can maybe fan themselves. We might, maybe we'll have some fans. Rain and I maybe will make some fans for
everybody. That's a great idea.
Or we can always do the fan dance.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes. You'll have to put that in and say, you know what? It is a little warm. We're going to do the fan dance just because of that. Raina, how you been?
I'm amazing. Thank you.
I've heard that about you. In fact, people will ask me, what about that Raina Rasmussen? And I always say, she's amazing.
Thank you. Keep saying that. That's amazing. She is amazing.
Well, both of you are. But here's the great thing is that you have such incredible dancers. How many will be involved in this show that's coming up? And let's make sure we tell people it's next Thursday and Friday, August 5 and 6, correct?
Yes, we always love to do it the first Thursday and Friday in August because we feel that a lot of the people in South Dakota go to their lake cabins for the weekends. And so Thursday night's kind of fun to get the weekend started a little early. And then if people do have lake cabins, they can go on Thursday. And if they don't, they can come on Friday. It seems to split the crowd really nice. And then what's really cool is we always have Saturday, our Lyra Dance Theater Company auditions for the following year. So people kind of get fired up for the show and then they go, I kind of want to do this. And then we say, tomorrow's the auditions. So we have the auditions on Saturday of the same weekend, which really is nice for the dancers who are out of state as well coming in to perform. So
how many dancers?
I think there's 26. Okay, 22. Are you counting us too? Oh, then there's 24. Okay, 24. Yeah, we're halfway in between. 24 dancers, and then we have two MCs as well from Goodnight Theater Company, which is so fun, and they're doing the MC. So maybe Marin and Wade. No, sorry, excuse me, Rebecca Merriman and Wade
Rebecca.
Are this year.
Oh, yeah.
Marin's performing with Goodnight Theater.
Oh, that's right. They start up that same night. Yeah.
And I love Dave's voice so much. I might have to rope him into being an MC someday soon.
I have business cards along with me.
Lovely. That would be awesome to have you.
And if you ever need Santa Claus, Santa has performed at Calico Skies.
We love Santa.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Well, we can tie it all together.
We'll
that's
do a fan
sure.
dance and a Santa,
and a Santa dance.
Absolutely. Yes.
And Santa's kind of fond of that wood-fired pizza they have down there. It's delicious.
Same. It's one of the best pizzas I have. Yeah. Even two of my friends from New York were here in June, and they were like, can we stay an extra day so we can go get that pizza? I'm like, you guys are from New York. Yeah. And they said, the pizza here is better.
Yeah. Well,
awesome.
They can put that on their promotional pieces.
That's exactly
pizza
right.
Pizza better than New York.
Yeah, that's right.
I love it.
That's right.
We have lots of things going on here.
Oh,
yeah,
my
but,
gosh.
This is such a big event, and I got to see your show last year outside, and it was just phenomenal. And I guess one of the things that I loved was to see that you do have a guy or two in there from time to time, and also the ages that they all go through. And it's just it's a great inclusive unit that you have here, isn't it?
Yeah, we have two guys in the program, and then we have ages anywhere from 17 plus all the way to 40 plus. And what I like about our company is that if you come to the show, you're going to see every style of dance because right. all of our dancers have been, they all have trained all over. So some of them are trained in ballet, classical ballet. Some of them are trained in contemporary. Some of them are trained in hip hop or jazz, tap. So you'll see so many different styles at our show. So there's always something for everybody. I think. And then we also have some of our pieces are storytelling pieces. We have guest choreographers this year. They're all from Sioux Falls. Well, two of them moved. Rachel and moved to Minnesota and Daintree moved to Kansas. But we have some really cool pieces. There's Rachel choreographed a piece about discrimination. I have a piece in the show about the stages of grief. It's an excerpt from my Blue Heaven show. Raina has a really cool piece about struggles. Daintree has a piece about betrayal. There's a lot of storytelling. Right. So I think people can always relate to some of the stories that we also tell in the show too.
So how many different pieces are there for this show?
That's a good question. I was just counting them last night and I was like, Lisa, I have not seen some of your pieces this year too. 15 pieces.
Wow.
And I love, that's what I agree with Lisa. I love that we have all these forms of dance and tap and hip hop, and we've got some saucy jazz. We always say that Lyra is great, but we also warn some of the ballerina students and some of the other studios in town. It's PG-13. So mm-hmm. it's kind of fun because we've got some saucy pieces that are going to take place on the bar at Calico Skies. So that'll be kind of fun. We're like, we had to go have an interview at Calico Skies. We're like, now, how do you feel about people actually on top of your bar? And they were like, how much wine is being served at this? So
yeah, what's our net?
Yeah, what's our net here?
Exactly.
So I think that's going to be really fun because it's enjoyable for all ages. It's kid appropriate. It's adult appropriate. And everybody can relate. There's a piece about losing yourself that's in the show, and people see it and say, I can totally relate to this piece and this music. And so I think the music is powerful, the dancers are powerful, and everybody brings something different to the table.
How far along has dance in general come here in the Sioux Falls, Sioux Empire area and so forth?
I think a long way. So when we started this company 6 years ago, I feel like we were the only company, professional dance company in the state of South Dakota. And now there's the South Dakota Ballet, there's Headlights Theater, there's the Goodnight Theater Company, because we're theater and dance. Mm-hmm. But there's, I just feel like dance in the whole world is growing and being more noticed because of So You Think You Can Dance, because of World of Dance. And I just feel like dance as a whole is growing and more people are becoming involved in it. But it also, just the arts in Sioux Falls are growing because Sioux Falls is growing so much too. So I think that's awesome.
I think too, like with all the social media, there's mm-hmm. so much dance on, you know, with TikTok and Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I feel like people that don't normally, that wouldn't normally go to a dance show, they're more into dance. And right. so they might be more apt to go to a dance show after seeing, you know, watching all of it.
Yeah, when they come to you and they want to dance, you obviously already know that you've got somebody that the heart's there for it. But what are you looking for after that? What do you want to see in a potential student or somebody in your company?
I always feel like with a dancer, obviously it's great if they have the technique and if they're a strong technician, they're strong lines. But I always feel like if they dance from their heart and they put their heart out on the stage, I always feel if I can feel something with them. So sometimes somebody might not be the most technical dancer, but that dancer might be like, you might feel so much from them. They might make you cry or make you laugh. Or so that's what I'm attracted to as a choreographer, is people that can show their emotions and not be vulnerable on stage and not be afraid to maybe not always look pretty. You know, sometimes you have to look ugly on stage, and that actually I think is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. It's a fantastic when people get the emotion out of it. I know that I was at one of the Goodnight presentations recently, their musical, The Fantastics. And I always love that song, Trying to Remember, And as soon as it started, you know, the tears are coming down and it's like, oh man, this can be a long night. Thankfully, yes. There was comedy in it too. Yes. But I've noticed the same thing when it comes to dance as well. You know, because obviously I was not a dancer. And at this age, too many replacement parts in the body to even think about it. But it's just something that brings joy to people. Even if it's, you know, you're out at a wedding dance having fun to the YMCA or whatever. Yes. But when it comes to what you want to evoke emotionally out of an audience, rather than what is it that you think is kind of key that brings that versus anything else?
Yes, I think sometimes when I agree with Lisa, when a dancer can get into character, I tell my students, then we also have a little speech before Lyra too. And the number one thing I always think is, I don't know why it always happens, but I always think of Shrek on Broadway. And, you know, he has to paint himself green every day and he has to fart on stage and he has to, you know, and he has to just get into this character.
I do that naturally.
Yeah, I know. Shoot. And I always say to my students, like, he probably, there's a day he wakes up and says, I don't want to paint myself green and have to fart on stage, but he gets so into it in that moment and in Broadway that I've gone to the musical so many times because of his character. And I'm like, there are days that I'm sure he does not want to play this character, mm-hmm. but he gets so into it that you believe that he's Shrek. And I always say to my students and also Lyra dancers, the more you can get into it and the more you can be in the moment before you go on stage, imagine what the choreographer wanted for this piece. Imagine, did they want funny? Did they want sad? Did they want emotional? But the more you can get into your character, the more the audience is going to believe that character. So
I have 22 dancers plus the two of you, so there's 24 that will be dancing throughout, and 15 numbers. On average, how many is each dancer in?
That's a good question. I think it just depends on the dancer and what the choreographer's picked. You know, with the two guys, I feel like sometimes they're either in a lot of pieces or not in a lot of pieces, depending on what the choreographer kind of saw as a vision for the piece. So for one of my pieces, I just wanted a trio of women. And then for one of my pieces, just for example, I wanted these women kind of getting angry at this other girl because she's choosing this guy over their friendship. So I think it just depends on what the choreographer wanted. But we've had dancers in, you know, nine or half of the pieces mm-hmm. before, and we've had dancers in only one piece before. So I think it totally depends on the year and what the choreographer's vision is. But I would say on an average, most the dancers are in at least two or three pieces. So,
and it's a workout regardless.
Oh, we'll be dripping sweat.
And actually, with the workout, our costume changes.
Yeah,
that's true.
And sometimes, just depending on how we do the show, I was talking to one of the dancers, and she just happens to have like four dances in a row. And all in a different costume. And mm-hmm. then she's at one at the very beginning. So she's got one at the beginning and then this long break and then four all together. So she'll get a workout at the end of the show.
No doubt about that. What got you both into dance early on? And then what brought you together to form this?
Well, my dad actually put me in dance when I was 4 years old, and he had dated the dance teacher in town, because I'm from Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know this story. This is amazing.
Oh. Yeah. So he was, of course, married to my mom, but he had dated Judy Smith, who I still have a wonderful relationship with. And so she was such a passionate teacher. And she, because we were in North Dakota, we didn't have a lot of opportunities in North Dakota, but she would bring us places. So every right. summer we had opportunities to go to Minneapolis, Chicago, New York, LA. And then she was so good about connecting with people in all these different places that she would bring in a lot of those teachers as well. So we would have all those guest teachers coming to us eventually. So she's the one that I have to thank for growing my love of dance, and my dad for putting me in dance.
Raina?
That's a good question. So as you know, I have a lot of energy. And so my mom, I think...
Either that or a lot of caffeine built up.
Yeah, a little both lately. Okay. my mom put me in dance because she said at 3 years old, I just kept saying, I want to dance, I want to dance. And she was like, yes, I think this is going to be good for her energy and for my sanity.
So then what brought the two of you together?
That's a good question. So, Lisa,
I'm on bat today. Normally, I only get one good question in. This is like three or four now.
I love it. So Lisa came and took a jazz class from me, or it was like an adult jazz class, and just happened to be in town, and her husband were doing long distance at the time. She was still in Minneapolis dancing with Ballet of the Dolls, and Mick, her husband, was here in Sioux Falls, and they were doing long distance, and she texted me or called me and said, do you have any adult classes? And I said, well, I've got this kind of adult jazz class. There's not a lot of people in it. There was probably three people in it at the time. And Lisa came and took the class. And then after class, I was like, where do you dance? Where are you from? Would you ever want to come teach? And I was pregnant with my first child back then. So that was like 16 years ago. And she said, well, I could probably come teach or fill in for a week. At that time, I was running my dance studio by myself, Ballerina, and I didn't have any teachers. And so we just kept in contact. And when I had Bentley, she came in and filled in for me for a week and taught all my classes. And then we became friends. And then, Lisa, you can tell the rest of the story from here.
So, yeah. So, I taught for 2 weeks.
Shoot.
But it was awesome. But I taught all day from 4 till 10 o'clock at night, four or 5 days. And I remember Raina coming to the studio, and I said, you're supposed to be at home with your baby. And she came to stop by and see me. But after that, I continued to come to see my husband. Obviously, he would come back to Minneapolis quite a bit. But I finally had made the decision to move here because my husband and I were kind of going back and forth. Should we, move to Sioux Falls or moved back to he moved back to Minneapolis. And so I called Raina and I said, if I moved to Sioux Falls, would you start a dance company with me? And she did not even wait a beat. And she's like, yes. Like, she didn't even say, I'll think about it. Or there was not even like a, I don't know. She was just like, yes.
So what you're saying then is that the 2 weeks she filled in were okay?
Yes, they were amazing. And we became good friends. And we, Lisa would come in the summers for like, to see her husband for a couple of weeks at a time, and then would do summer workshops here. So we became friends and we started to get to know each other. And then once she moved here, she taught at Ballerina for a couple of years, and then we started the company. Mm-hmm. So that was 6 years ago already.
All right. So the show is going to include ages 17 on up.
Correct. Right.
But they're not the only ones you teach. You have a lot of little ones running around this place all the time too, don't you?
Yes. We have a lot of little ones. Yes.
What are the classes that are available?
So we have tons of classes available: ballet, tap, jazz, private lessons. Lisa teaches musical theater. We've got modern, contemporary, everything. And it's kind of fun because when we're rehearsing Lear Dance Theater Company, a lot of us have our own children, and they'll be running around during rehearsals, and the kids are running around. And one time I think I looked out and we had like 12 kids out in the lobby between some of the moms here at the studio. Two of our ladies just had newborn babies that are in the show, like 3-month-old babies. They're performing next weekend, so it's pretty cool.
Do they steal
cool.
the show?
Yes, if they come on stage, okay, they for yeah. sure steal the show.
Yes, they do.
Everybody loves babies.
They do.
And kitties.
Exactly, yeah. I have one. Pretty soon, apparently, going to have two. But people love dance, even if they don't dance. That's what's great. And it's so great that we have the venues now. We have the opportunities. Speaking of opportunities, though, when somebody comes to you, let's say they're, junior high on up, or even early into college, what do you tell them about opportunities to dance beyond just being a part of your company?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we have, what's awesome about our company is we have classes throughout the year. So if they're in junior high, it doesn't matter what age, even my 8-year-old could come take our Lear Dance Theater classes. So people could come take class with our company, even when they're younger, but you can audition if you're going to be 18 that year, because we want it to be more of an adult company.
Right.
A couple of times we did pieces that we needed a couple younger girls in, so we would ask younger dancers, but we have tons of classes going on throughout the year. So last week I did a lyrical class. Anybody can come take it, just pay by the class. Lisa's doing a yoga class this coming Wednesday, so she's teaching yoga. And then we have our Lear Dance Theater dancers teach classes throughout the year. But we have other opportunities too, where like tomorrow night, we're going to perform with Move to Heal. Last week, Lisa and I performed at
Touchmark.
All Saints Touchmark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Sister we did Levine. Hawaiian dance with a 36 band, 26 band or something, kazoo band.
Yeah. It was
we're
amazing.
Like, what have we gotten ourselves into? This is amazing. So there's other opportunities to perform besides our show.
How many come to you with the idea of being in theater or being in a bigger dance company when they move on?
Oh, the Lyra Dance Company?
Right.
Yeah, so we have dancers that are minoring or majoring in dance. Mm-hmm. We have dancers that used to dance professionally somewhere else and happened to move here because of their husband's work or that kind of thing. So we have dancers that are doing it just for fun. So we have... It kind of depends on the individual. We do have up and coming dancers that are taking classes at Ballerina here in town, and there's some at other studios as well that are teachers that teach dance. And then we have younger up and coming dancers that take either in Ballerina Dance Company or Ballerina classes or other studios in town. And they come to our shows and they come and take our classes, and then they are like, oh, we want to be in the company. So then they'll be in the company. And then some of them, you know, things happen in life. Some of them have babies, so they may take a break and then come back. We've had dancers do that where they moved away and then they come back. And then we have dancers that move away and they end up dancing professionally in New York City or in LA or, you know, wherever. So our door is always open for our Lyra dancers. So once a Lyra dancer, you're always a Lyra dancer.
Well, what's nice about that is obviously then they go somewhere else. They get a chance to network with somebody else that might hear about their experience here and then come here. So you're really, you know, just building this great foundation for dance to continue for a long time, aren't you?
Yes, I agree. We, two of our dancers came from Minneapolis and just were here for a year teaching at the studio. And one of our dancers, Reagan O'Connor, went to school in Mankato to study dance, danced with us for 2 years, then took a 2-year break. But her friend from Minneapolis was in Sioux Falls for a year and ended up choreographing for Lyra, Rachel, and dancing. And so it's interesting how word of mouth gets spread. And some of our dancers have gone on to study dance. One of them is in a company in New York. One of them is in a company in North Carolina. One of them is in a company in Delaware. So, I mean, they've danced with us and mm-hmm. they've gone on to keep dancing. And then, you know, they're always welcome. Like a couple of them came back and even performed in a show 2 years ago when we did our Fabulous Five, which was basically our best of 5 years that we presented again last year, the one that you saw. So.
Yep. And so what is it then that you have in your heart when you see that then? There's got to be a lot of pride in that, isn't there?
Yes, I know. See, now you're going to make me cry on the radio. There's so much pride in it because some of these dancers we've known since they were 3 or 4 years old. Yeah. What I think is super cool about Lyra Dance Theater Company is one of the teachers from a studio in Iowa was in our company. She's taking a break this year. And then one of the owners of a studio in Iowa just another studio is in our company. And I just think it's so cool because everybody's welcome and nobody feels like, oh, Raina owns Ballerina. Lisa, you know, takes dance from here or teaches at Form or whatever. Nobody feels like this, like I'm not included or I can't be in the professional dance company because we're associated with other studios or companies. Everybody's welcome and everybody feels like they have a place here. And there's no judgment. It's really, really, really nice.
I think my listeners probably get tired of hearing me say this, but it's so true. And it comes up in every conversation on this show is the fact that this community, when it comes to arts and entertainment, is not competitive. It's collaborative.
Yes.
That is
Amen.
The key word.
Yes. That's so true. We love
so
to
true.
Collaborate. I mean, we've collaborated with Goodnight Theater Collective. They've actually sang in our show, danced in our show. Now they're emceeing in our show. Augustana Orchestra, South Dakota Symphony, the Youth Orchestra. We've done so many collaborations, Move to Heal. So we just like, we love working with other people and we've choreographed for them for some of their shows. And so we always feel like we're just like one big happy family.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. Yeah.
What's it take to choreograph the first piece you ever decide, I want to be a choreographer?
That's a really good question because I never...
I think I'm up to six now with a really good question.
Oh, yeah, you're like on it today.
I am.
You're going to have to do a little plie before you leave if you're going to be this good.
Or come to our auditions on Saturday, August 7th.
Can you lift people? That's all we want to know. It's
Children.
Interesting. Yeah. Don't work in. When I was in high school, I never was asked to choreograph, or some, like I would say we ask our girls to choreograph a lot now. But when I was in high school, I didn't choreograph anything. I just took class to class to class. And when I got to college, I remember my teacher saying, okay, we're going to choreograph, you know, this piece, and you're going to do everything that you wouldn't do in a choreography. And I'm thinking, wouldn't do? I've never done anything in choreography. And I remember thinking, how do I start? How do I flow? Like, how do I even make up my own dance? So I think I have a video of it, and my own dance is just all technique. Everything like is a pirouette, batma, you know, like, cause it's just everything I knew technique wise, there was no creativity. And then I got so creative by the time I was a senior that my mom would come to shows like, are you sure that was your piece? Like, what is happening in your brain? You know? And now I love choreography. I love, love, love choreography to the point where I'll choreograph a piece and do maybe the same song 2 years later and not do anything the same because I want to create more. So I love choreography now. And I think number one for me, it's an emotion. And number two, it's the music. Music really inspires me. I love music.
And how about for you then, Lisa?
I started choreographing. My dance teacher had me start teaching at a young age. So I started assisting when I was in middle school, and then I started teaching my own class when I was in 10th grade. So I started choreographing my own dances in 10th grade. And then she helped me get my own dance school in Griglin, Minnesota. And I had my own dance school. I taught in a farming community. I would drive an hour and 45 minutes every Thursday for 7 years. So wow. I had my own studio when I was a junior in high school. And so I started choreographing at a really young age. And I think for me, I love telling a story. So I love when whatever I want to say, the audience, I feel like can relate to it somehow. So like with this year, I'm also doing another individual project, Blue Heaven. I'm remounting a show, and Raina was in it the first time I did it. And we're doing it. I'm doing it again. And it's a story about the seven stages of grief. So the five stages, and then actually how like you spiral out of the grief and integrate back into society. And it's cool doing it a second time because Raina has a different part this time. So the first time she did it, she was an orphan. But this is, you know, 7 years later. So she's a different person and a different dancer. So she's in the anger section. And I completely redid the anger section. And it's fun to like look at your work that you did a long time ago and then try and improve on it and make it better if you do something again.
Obviously, you two are very dedicated and have been ever since you started to dance. What is it like to watch other people and their dedication? Are you like, hey, you're just like me? Or is it just more of a hip, hip, hooray, we got dancers?
Yeah, that's, I think it totally depends on the dancer because we have, I see dancers that are super dedicated, like Lisa and I, where we'll work hours and hours and not expect anything out of it because we want our work to look amazing. And that's what I love about Lisa. Like she says, I'm going to do these five pieces. And I'm like, I'm going to do these five pieces. And we know we're going to create these pieces and make it happen. So they're good. Like her, we just trust each other in that, I think, sense. There's a lot of artists that aren't so dedicated, but they're super creative geniuses. But sometimes they can't get the choreography process completed, I think, because they're so smart in their dancing and so creative. And then there's dancers that are so dedicated, but maybe not as creative. So it's super interesting. I think mm-hmm. dancers are a really special, special, unique group of people because it's hard sometimes to find devoted, creative dancers because a lot of times dancers are very artsy. So in order to pull a show together is difficult for them. But Lisa and I are super organized in our own way, in our own special way.
Yeah.
But we work, I feel, really great together because we can totally count on each other and totally trust that we will put the work in to make it happen because we both are dedicated to it.
And everybody's going to get the chance to see this work in motion. August 5 and 6, Thursday, Friday next week at Calico Skies. What is showtime?
Well, doors open at 5:30, okay. So they can get their pizza or their wine and stroll around the outdoors and check out our silent auction items. And the show starts at 7 p.m. And if they want to get tickets, they can buy them at the door, but also maybe think about getting ahead of time on our website, which is Lyra Dance Theater with an RECompany.com.
All right. Fantastic. Before we end, though, the usual questions I always have. So, Raina, when you're not part of the entertainment world here, what do you like to go out and see?
That's a good question. I like live music. Anything with live music draws me in because, you know, I love music. I like to see that, and I love to just be outside. I love being outdoors, going on hikes, and live music. And I like to see my friends and family as well. And you, Dave. I like to see
excellent.
You.
And Lisa?
I love supporting all the different arts organizations in Sioux Falls. So I love the theater. I love seeing theater. I saw the Sioux Empire Footloose show. It was amazing. Their Beauty and the Beast. I love Goodnight Theater. They have amazing singers. I saw a show outside down by the river. I forget the title of it, but it had live music, live poets. It was so good. So I just love kind of trying to get to as much as I can. It's really hard when you're creating to get, sometimes you just want to go, I think I just need to stay at home and see my family for a hot minute. But yeah. And I love spending time up at our lake cabin in northern Minnesota too with my family
there you
and
go.
Friends.
Relax when you get the chance, yeah. Right? All right. Lisa Conlon, Raina Rasmussen together, Lyra Dance Company, and a big show coming up next Thursday and Friday, August 5 and 6 at Calico Skies, doors at 5:30, showtime 7. You can get tickets at the door or go to Lyra Dance Theater, and that's the R-E spelling, theatercompany.com. All right.
Thank
Fantastic.
You so much.
I appreciate the time as always.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll be back to wrap up the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Jesse Moffitt, and I'm not a piano player. I'm a comic magician and hypnotist. I've been performing for over 20 years. I've performed at many events, corporate events, holiday parties, post-prom parties, graduation parties, state and county fairs, festivals, just about anything you can imagine. The funniest thing about the Magic Act is that I use a ton of audience participation, and that can make things really interesting.
Put it down the front of your shirt. Stop being so, I'm not, my hand won't follow.
The best thing about the hypnosis show is that the volunteers and their imaginations really make it a blast.
Holy crap, dude, did you see what you just did? You could do that possibly to girls.
For booking information, go to Jesse Moffitt Entertainment on Facebook. That's JESSEMOFFITT. Or call 605-929-0964.
From the Dipsy Doodle Studios at the world headquarters of Big D Entertainment, a 40-square-foot home studio in the middle of America, it's Dave Holly.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you listening. Thank you as well to our friends down at Wood Grain Brewery, Frontier Bank, and Agua Fresh, that wonderful area out in the lobby between all those three places on the first floor at 9th and Phillips, where we record, 90-some percent of our conversations. We appreciate that area. It's going to be a busy weekend for moi here on Weekend Eve. Tonight, Travis Nye has his show. I will not be able to attend, but one of the proteges of the Dave Holly Hour has gathered a family to go down there. And come on, $10 for a 90-minute show of magic? You know, things you can't do? Well, worth the price. As for me, I have a date to see one of my favorite comedies of all time, Caddyshack, is playing at the State Theater, and looking forward to having popcorn and a beer at that show. My wife will also have popcorn and at least one beer. And then tomorrow night, Friday night, it's Wild Card Trivia. Yes, the ruggedly handsome trivia host is at it again down at the Sky Lounge and Tea. Lots of great prizes. Plus, it's going to be a wacky Wild Card Trivia this time. Some strange, fun questions and answers as part of it. And your chance not just to win the big three prizes, but also to win everybody Ham will have a chance to win something that night. And then on Saturday night, got a private party to go to first, but about 8 o'clock, going to head down to Monk's to catch some comedy, including one of our favorites from this show, Jamie Tharney. Hopefully you get out and about. If you're like me and the missus, last weekend we got to three events and saw seven different performers. So it was great. And thank you to Downtown Sioux Falls for what they provide out on the streets, and then all the businesses that are along there that also employ people to play at their establishments. It was a great night. So hope your weekend is going to be nice now that we have finally cooled down from the Hades that we've had the past few days. Certainly appreciate Mother Nature as well, but appreciate you, appreciate my guests. Thank you, Travis Nye. Good luck on your show tonight. And to Lyra Dance Company, Lisa Conlon, and Raina Rasmussen, always a pleasure to see you two ladies, and looking forward to your show next weekend. That's going to wrap things up. I'm Dave Holly. Remember, for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, Ale Hop Brewery Tours, and Jesse Moffitt Entertainment. If you would like to contribute to the continued success of this podcast, go to DaveHollyHour.com. At the bottom of the front page is the additional links section. Click on the orange button, Dave Holly on Linktree. You can order merchandise, become a Dave Holly Hour VIP, and make contributions to the show. The Dave Holly Hour is produced in the Dipsy Doodle Studios by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.